Aircheckdownloads.com.
Good morning. It's BBC Radio Silent Time, Simon Clark, on Thursday, the 24th of October. That means this time next week, it'll be goodbye pumpkin spice and hello gingerbread latte as we let Halloween pass us by. There's a survey out today that says a quarter of us are Halloween Scrooges and we admit to keeping our curtains closed to discourage trick-or-treaters. Now, I go the other way. I put stage lighting in the window and make them green. Put a pumpkin outside, even though my kids really aren't that fussed with it anymore. And I think your point of reference to Halloween is entirely based on your own children, if you've got them yourself. So because mine are 15 and 13, they went through the mass participation trick-or-treating thing. And they grew up on a housing estate, so everyone was doing it. They took part in it as well. If, however, your children weren't part of the mass Halloween thing that's been happening in the last 20 years or so, I can understand that maybe it's an inconvenience for you. You don't want to go to the door because you don't know what's going to be on the other side of it. Diana Ross and Chain Reaction on BBC Radio Solent. It's 5 minutes to six. One more day and then the kids break up for half term, the ones who haven't already. It's going to be nice to get up and not have to rush breakfast. In fact, if you've got teenagers like me, they won't be up until lunchtime at the earliest. Good morning, this is BBC Radio Solent. In a moment, a number one from Blondie, but it's the one they had in the 90s.
BBC Radio Solent.
Travel. The roads are flowing nicely so far this morning, but later today. And our travel line, if you can help with any information, is 0808 100 3900.
On BBC Sounds and your smart speaker.
For Hampshire, Dorset and the Isle of Wight.
BBC Radio Solent.
The news at 6 o'clock from BBC Radio Solent. Good morning, BBC Radio Solent News. It's 3 minutes after six.
So what does today have in store? Well, it's going to be a grey day with rain at times, and through the afternoon we'll see sunshine breaking through and just a slight chance of the odd shower. 14 degrees will be the high. Starting to get chilly again at night with 60 overnight low this evening. It'll be dry, clear and cool with light winds. Friday has a bright start, but then cloud will build quickly, bringing patchy rain at times. Saturday looks like a washout. Sunday looks better. Next week, high pressure is looking rather promising for half term.
BBC Radio Solent.
With Simon Clark.
It's great news if you've got grandchildren to occupy because mum and dad are still going to be at work. Blondie Maria on BBC Radio Solent. It's almost 8 minutes after 6 o'clock and it's Simon here with the early show. Oh, by the way, thank you if you've recently made me part of your early morning habit. The latest audience figures are out today and there's now a larger share of audience tuning in at this end of the day and it's really flattering to know that that's the case. So thank you. If you could spread it around and tell more people that we're here live from five, that would be fantastic. They're celebrating today, the people at Google, because they have used a quantum computer to perform a task in 200 seconds that it would otherwise have taken the world's best supercomputers thousands of years to resolve. Now, scientists have been trying to develop quantum computers for decades because they are potentially much faster. And the task they got it to do involved producing a genuinely random set of numbers described in a science journal as a stepping stone towards the big dream. Now, I don't know about you, but my big dream with computers these days is when I actually go looking for something in a search, that I actually get it without having to wade through pages of adverts first. That's the dream for me. Otherwise, I'll just go back to using the yellow pages. Liam Payne, Rita Ora, For You on BBC Radio Solent. And in a second, you've got a haunting tune from the 80s from Bronski Beat. Good morning, I'm Simon Clark, here with the early show. And from 6.30, Julian Clegg is on with breakfast. And you'll hear how Rowan's Hospice are planning on celebrating their 25th birthday. And also, meet the students from Portsmouth who've been rewilding part of the city. What's rewilding? Well, you'll find out later. And while we're talking students, Just a quick reminder, by the way, Saturday is the deadline for the BBC Young Reporter competition. If you have a teenager in your family who quite fancies a career in the media, or they're just naturally inquisitive, then this is a great opportunity that's too good to miss. A unique chance to tell a story on radio, TV or online or on social media with the help of BBC journalists, producers and programme makers. The deadline is Saturday night. You'll find out more online about the BBC Young Reporter competition.
BBC Radio Solent.
Travel.
Starting to get busy in all the usual places on the road.
First, fast and accurate.
Travel news you can trust.
BBC Radio Solent.
A cloudy morning, rain at times. By the afternoon, the sun will break through and we'll just have the odd shower to avoid. 14 degrees will be the high today. This evening, dry, clear and cool. Light winds, maybe a bit of mist and fog, and temperatures falling to 6 degrees.
Aircheckdownloads.com.